It's 5:30-ish, and we're going to hear from members of the public in a town hall format, which means members of the council can actually respond to the comments made by members of the community or ask staff to help respond with facts that staff may have more handy. If anyone would like to make a comment, perhaps we can get two or three people lined up here at the time and start cycling through that. So if you would like to make a public comment, feel free to get up to the line in front of the podium.
Okay. This comment will reflect other comments that I've made regarding trying to encourage development in Blaine, and specifically in the borough zone, the downtown zone. I think most people are aware, my wife works for the schools, and they've been struggling with reduction in enrollment. This at the same time that, you know, Linden has actually not seen that problem, they've actually seen the opposite. And I think a lot of that has to do with just a robust building of multifamily and housing that kind of hits a broad price range. And, you know, I know there's a lot of projects coming up. I don't know if you guys know, I used to work for Argo and Bridge Control. And when they have a turnaround, actually, our favorite restaurant was here in Blaine because it was the closest. And when they have a turnaround, they will definitely fill up any hotels or motels that we have that are of good quality. I know that Ingrid and now I'm going blank, but you know, Mongol's other motel have been made to be really nice places, and I'd love to see some approval of hotels and motels in the ROs and North Woodson, because it would really help the city. We have restaurants, we should have hotels.
Excellent. If you wait one moment, are there any applications for motels that have been happening lately?
Madam Mayor, so staff and the Planning Commission are processing a zoning text amendment for the residential office district to allow hotels and motels in that district.
So is that consistent with what the public comment was saying? We should make it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. So we're taking steps in that direction.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'd like to thank the city for moving forward and, of course, the Planning Commission and the council. Yeah. I think it's a great story.
Excellent. Anyone else like to make a comment to council or ask any questions? Is that a jump pod?
My topic is Marine Park.
Can you bend that microphone? Thank you for helping us.
Thank you. My topic is Marine Park. So, Council, Mayor, staff. I attended a staff presentation of two similar playground proposals for Marine Park. Neither proposal included the history and vision for Marine Park, a marine life education center for all ages, with economic and environmental liability. It is important that we live up to our park's name, Marine. I served on the Blaine Parks and Cemetery Board for many years. During that time, we conducted a citizen survey for guidance on further park development. Marine Park was considered the most treasured spot in Blaine, loved by its citizens for recreation and learning, plus access to water, access to the water and contemplation. As an aside, people also wanted Lincoln Park to be used, hence the disc golf. We would have no park if not for the vision of Jim Jorgensen, who was also an educator, and his goal for a marine education center for people of all ages. The proposal is limitless for our city. If anyone has been to the Monterey Aquarium and Aquatic Center, or look at it online, you can understand the unlimited potential for Blaine citizens, classes and recreation of every description, and are all ongoing. Please continue your work with Maris and Marine Park, but also please continue with the well-done playground proposals, possibly at Lincoln Park, and keep Marine Park the jewel that it is for the education and recreation for all ages, making Marine Park a reason to come stay and enjoy Lane and the beach. Plus the harbor. The importance of our eastern areas of the park cannot be forgotten. It is recognized as part of the Pacific Flyway by the Audubon Society. An important stopover on migratory north-south bird trees, home to many sea and shorebirds, a bird watching paradise, and important during the bird festival.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the Mayor, Mary Stewart, and myself both attended the kickoff for the Maris project, and we're eagerly watching that.
I have closely watched the paper. I haven't seen how it's going.
It's just starting. There are about 10 of us on the startup committee, and we're just formulating. It's not a building. Right now it's an idea. But to use the money from the Walton family, we are starting to move forward, and it will be for education, it will be for protecting the environment, it will be for appreciation of the sea life and the wonderful bay that is provided to us, and it will be for research. This is the goal of it. So it will be in keeping with what you are hoping for.
Thank you.
Am I correct that Councilmember Lewis has been attending the startup meetings as well? So, a lot of involvement. Ellie, did you have something?
Yep.
All right.
Hi, I'm Sean Moore. I was looking over the parent education program document and loved all the projects that were on there, and obviously I had some comments the other night. But with the complete streets added, I would like to know if you plan on introducing a bike route through the city, preferred bike route, so that we could put it on any maps that we have for bike trails and whatnot. So if you could think of adding that in the next 5 years, we'd love to do that, because we appreciate all the trails that are already completed within the city and how you're thinking forward with those. There's complete streets that a whole new wrinkle with funding and stuff that's available, so we could do that. And then also was wondering if there were any plans to try and make improvements for bike pickup to get out to pipeline fields. So if we could possibly have those thought of in the next 5 years, we'd appreciate that. Okay.
At the mayor's discretion, for this session, can we dispense with staff requiring to ask your permission to answer questions of the other council members? Is that fine? Okay, great. Is there some non-motorized transport in our plan?
Yes, we do actually. So there are basically the trails for bike trails, right? And we're trying to see what we can accomplish with the funds that are available to us.
Excellent. But we do have a non-motorized transport plan. Even if we haven't put things on the budget to build them, we've at least got the what it would be.
Yes, we do have a complete plan of trails and for the bikes and pedestrian.
So it's just when things get to the top of the to-do list or get funded, we all actually implement those.
Yes, we do.
Okay, excellent.
I just want to say to the audience, if you are interested in talking about the transportation, there is a public hearing that is going to be coming up shortly, and you will have your chance to speak on that at a longer period of time if you need.
This is to Mr. Harmon and Mr. Bundy. Shelley and I have talked about this before, and we were discussing actual bike lanes within the communities, not just along Peace Portal. So has any thought been given to routes like going down H Street to the grocery store or to Lincoln Park?
That question is actually best answered by Director Wagner, who's working with Transco on our transportation plan. As a part of that plan, there are 20 different transportation improvements, some of which are pedestrian, some of which are vehicular. But with our new complete streets policy, And once our transportation plan is finalized, then we'll, like Councilmember May said, we'll align funding with a priority list, first being streets, and then if we can accommodate pedestrian and bicycular traffic, we'll do that as funds are available. But we're certainly seeking for grant programs.
So Mr. Wenger's going to have a word now. You're one of the only staff members that's been here long enough. I seem to recall 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, there was bike lanes on D Street and a couple other places, like actually painted there, but those seem to have been discontinued. Do you have any recollection of that?
I'm not sure I can speak to that, but you know, we do have an on-road transportation plan that was completed in 2009. It's pretty complete network across the street, across the city, and then we're also working on updating our comprehensive plan. And in our comprehensive plan is a transportation element. Within that element, there's a 20-year project list, and we have included projects, you know, connecting bike ped out to like the Blaine Athletic Fields where the school is, to address Ms. Moore's comment. And there's a variety of other improvements on a 20-year list. It's a pretty big list. So tonight, you know, we're talking about a 6-year transportation list, but in our comprehensive plan, we have a 20-year list.
Excellent. Any other guests? Go ahead, sir.
Autoclaver. I just want to speak tonight about this 5 minutes there. Is that 2:03 or 5 minutes?
You have 1:24.
Okay, I'll make it very clear. I want to present some evidence on the City of Blaine's stormwater plan, which is the 2019 plan, which currently endangers Drayton Harbor, our public health, and there's also a civil rights abuse issue here, which I'm going to report to the EPA Civil Rights Division with Mr. Arms, much like all of this. So that will be reported and actually be taken up report to it. With respect to the Blaine Municipal Code 13.01050, it says basically to use the most current Department of Ecology stormwater plan, which is as of August 24. Despite this, the city approved the downtown revitalization plan to adopt in 2019. And because of that, that runoff flows to Cane Creek, and it also is impacted by the benzene plume, which is under Mike Hill's Sherman Station, which was not ever discussed by the city. There was a hazmat report, and that led to my reporting because despite several attempts to communicate with the city, they took no action. So the residents are endangered by that, and we do need to protect Cane Creek, the salmon, as well as the shellfish industries. So that's why that occurred. I think the other problem we're seeing here is a continued problem with Mr. Wagner and investing of these projects prior to 2024. We are preparing a legal document to refute what Mr. Rufuto said. He had an incorrect interpretation of the Snohomish County versus pollution control hearings. So that was an incorrect statement. And in fact, I was closed out from submitting my additional information for 48 hours while I was traveling on business. So I did not have an adequate opportunity, despite providing that evidence, Mr. Wagner closed me up. So again, more misrepresentation by Mr. Wagner and also by Mr.
Okay. Wagner. You've reached the end of your time. I'd like to look into a couple things here now. So I want to ask staff a couple questions here. My understanding is that a new standards for stormwater came out and that our size of city is not required to uphold them, but we voluntarily began doing everything up to the latest stormwater standards that larger cities that are required to. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And so since around the time that became the new standards, we've just been following those. And my understanding is that's actually rather burdensome for the city to do because it's a very complicated and long plan. And so is there some possibility that we will be looking at devising a plan of our own that is simpler but achieves most of those same results, a much shorter document? Is that something that could be in the works?
That's correct. We're working with an engineering firm to look at not implementing the 2024 stormwater manual and implementing some of our own regulations regarding stormwater. That may come before the council later this year, but we're looking at some of those possibilities. But you're correct. We're not required to implement the
right. And so the one we'd be devising would try and meet a lot of those same standards, but just have a document that's just far more easy to understand and follow?
Couldn't speak about specifics, but the idea would be to lessen the burden for
the administrative burden,
right? While still protecting the waterways.
I see. Okay. Yeah, please. Yeah. One moment. There was another issue you raised. Sorry, I just stayed the gentleman just speaking here. You raised a stormwater issue, and then what was it?
The statements about the benzene that the
impact right.
had to be reported. And the city took no action.
Thank you very much. Can staff tell me what is going on regarding the flow that's being described? I guess that's the one down by Aline. There's some kind of a
So staff couldn't speak to that. That's the Department of Ecology that regulates all of that.
Okay.
That's under our purview to regulate those.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's not the City of Blaine's job to take the lead on that issue.
That's the Department of Ecology.
Okay, so Department of Ecology could do the investigating, looking into that, have some findings, but that might result in them telling the city to do something?
It may or may not. It would more likely result in them telling the property owner to take certain action.
Oh, okay, so it's a specific property that could be the problem. So the Department of Ecology could directly tell the property, you're causing some toxins to go into the water flow, you need to attend to it in some form. Okay, thanks for the clarity on that. Yes, sir, it's your turn.
Hi there, my name is Jim Shaver, and I live in Berkshire Point. I know there are a lot of things going on in the world and in Blaine, but today I wanted to talk about electric vehicle charging. Specifically CCS electric vehicle charging. CCS is the charging standard for non-Nissan and non-Tesla vehicles. Ford, Chevy, Mercedes, those types of vehicles, pretty much everything that's not Nissan or Tesla. CCS DC fast chargers help you charge from 10 to 80% 25-ish minutes or for a pit stop. There are no CCS chargers north of exit 260, that's a little day market in Bellingham. Anywhere in Whatcom County, including in Surrey. There is a Tesla supercharger at Benz Market that supports CCS vehicles that can charge with an adapter, and the Birch Bay Square supercharger does not allow charging with an adapter.
That's Tesla, right?
Yes. There is a level 2 charger in downtown Blaine, which is fine for someone who wants to stay in downtown Blaine for 4 to 6 hours, but it was not meant for a 25-minute pit stop. So I would really encourage the city to work on changing this, as electric vehicle owners usually have disposable cash that local businesses want. There are lots of places around Blaine that the city or business could install one, like the library or Chevron or lots of places. And they would only need to install one or two, really. Some vendors even allow for charging both CCS and Tesla vehicles, but some charger without an adapter. This would be great, as there are no Tesla fast chargers in downtown Blaine either. So that's what
it's saying. So, sorry, a follow-up question. So do I understand this? The auto manufacturers have taken it upon themselves to not have a standardized charging?
Correct.
They've made them all proprietary.
Well, everybody who's not Tesla has agreed, except Nissan has agreed, and now they're changing to the Tesla standards. So.
I see.
That's
okay. Great. So I wanted to ask staff, I seem to recall quite some time ago that we were looking at having some charging in town. What kinds do we have or in the plan or already operational?
We have the one downtown. We don't have any plans in the works to put in any additional charging stations.
Okay, and the one we have, is it Tesla style?
I believe it is. We typically let the private sector fill that niche.
I see. Okay, so
that creates a problem. If we're trying to draw tourists and a bigger percentage of the population is driving electric vehicles, one reason not to come would be the fact that once we get there, we can't charge, so we can't get home. So it's something we should definitely consider.
BTAC has a meeting tomorrow morning. We could absolutely use BTAC funds. Now, in that same meeting, we're going to ask you for $90,000 to operate the pullover, right? So we've only got so many dollars to do certain things. And so we're happy to put one in if that's the direction of the council.
Because my understanding, the model on the business model on these is not like a gas station where you go and pay some particular company. I think a lot of the charging is just... Is it free charging?
No, it's like you pay for a kilowatt usually, or sometimes for time.
Okay, so somebody could make some money by putting some of these charging stations in with a little credit card.
They really should, because they need to be maintained, and so there needs to be a business model.
Okay, so is that something that BTAC or someone from the city in some aspect could solicit? Hey, if you put in some chargers here, would that be something that could happen?
Councilmember Hurd is on VTAC and could absolutely bring that up at a meeting.
Okay, but since you...
So we'd make a recommendation to the City Council?
Correct.
To have staff issue that?
Okay, yes. It's good that you made that into a tourism visiting issue because that is a good...
Have we run into that problem before? Where I got down to... No. We drove south to visit an area and assumed that we could just plug into the wall. And after 10 hours, we barely had anything. And we couldn't get home. So it was quite a break.
Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. Sir, do you have a comment for council?
Hi, I'm Kevin Keck. I'm the owner with my wife of the Greatest Pond Properties. I want to say that we welcome the motion to, or the effort to de-annex it and pursue the urban development in other parts of the area.
Do we have a divorce?
I do just would have one request, which is there's one of the grandest parcels that's not included in the de-annexation proposal on the upper west corner, if you look at it.
Can you sometime come into the planning counter and talk to Alex for a second and just point at a map and say this one so that it's clear?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can find it. It's the upper west corner. There's a little notch right now, and it should be that whole parcel that's cutting in there should be included in the de-annexation.
If we have a chance, I would love to visit with you. If you release your entitlements, it allows us to move quicker on that. And so I'd love to have a conversation in private about some of the things that could help us move quicker.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much for coming in, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it.
Great. Okay, so we've got about 7 minutes left until the regularly scheduled City Council meeting. Does anyone else have any comments or questions from City Council today? All right, customer satisfaction. Great. We're going to stand in recess until the regularly scheduled 6 p.m. City Council meeting. Thank you.